Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always tell you, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way we win. And some of you, I know, you've sent me emails going, stop, just stop. No, I can't, because you're not the only one that misses it. And I can't tell you how many times. I mean, Dr. B, when she comes on, ask her how long it was from the time she would come on the show and she would hear me say that and admonish people to, you know, get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. And guess what she finally did? She finally ran for city council. She finally got involved in it. Not that she wasn't involved before, don't get me wrong. But she finally got involved in the community to a point where she could actually make a difference. And that's cool. That's the way it's supposed to be. So some people, it takes them a little longer to figure it out, figure out what you're trying to do, what you're trying to get them to do. And it's, what the kids say, it's all good. Because it is. Ultimately, they will step up. They will do what they need to do. And I'm willing to wait as long as I know you're going to make a move. 855-REAL-CHOW. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Do something. That used to be my favorite line. Just do something. All right. A lot, like I said, a lot happening. You know, Heritage Foundation, the head of the Heritage Foundation, President Kevin Roberts, he discussed the House's second impeachment hearing against Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, and seriously, the man looks you in the face and says, we don't have a problem with the board. We've got miles and miles of video. It does, you know, hours and hours, I guess nowadays you have to say, right? Hours and hours and hours of video on what's happening at the border, them lining up at the border. Now you're seeing the videos from the Texas Texas police showing you what's actually going on at the border, what they're having to deal with. Are you going to say they're all liars? Can Mayorkas really tell you? He doesn't know where the people are that he's led in the country. He's led over 9 million people in here, maybe more, in 3 years. And they've been given slips of paper and say, hey, when you get around to it, we're going to probably have a court, you know, check in with us, because we're probably going to have a court hearing for your status, well, somewhere now 2031. Last I heard it was 2027. Now it's up to 2031. And even, you know, for some of you want to keep talking about how heartless, God, but a bunch of hypocrites. You talk about how heartless the right is, conservative, Republicans, even Christians. Have you seen what you've done to these people? They're sleeping in the street. Now, whether I believe they want to be here or not want to be here, they're not here for work and to get their kids to school and all that. The majority, the vast majority, are not families coming over the line. And they're sleeping in the streets. They're sleeping in tents. They're sleeping in... Good job. Your own people, the ones that were on your side forever. The mayor of New York, the mayor of Chicago, some of the governors. They're telling you they can't handle it, and they don't have one-tenth of what was pouring into the states and you were pounding on the states. That's called being a hypocrite. And Joey B., he won't give him any money. He's not giving any money to New York. He's not giving any money to Chicago to help. I personally believe it's because then he would have to admit that there was a problem. And Mayorkas sits there like he's on drugs or something, oblivious to what's going on around him. Say they have it under control, yet there's tens of thousands coming over every day. But we're under control. All right? 200,000 a month on the average. But we're under control. Now, if he's honest about it, you're under control if your game plan is to have 200,000 a month come over, plus. Now, yeah, yes, you've got it under control. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But if you're following the law, there's no way that may even come true. And I say that for a lot of reasons. I say that because, look, the laws differ on immigration from a contiguous state, I mean, from Mexico to here. If somebody comes over the border from Mexico, how we handle them is how we handle people coming in from a full country away. How do you let Haitians just walk into the border? How did they get here? How do you let Chinese come in just walking over the border? How did they get here? I don't know of any route over the ocean that they walked over to get here. Put it together. Figure it out. Get rid of your hate for the other side. Get rid of your ideology and just stop at the... You want to talk about humanity? You want to talk about these young girls that are being raped on a regular basis coming up here by the coyotes, by the cartel? You want to talk about the millions of people that have died from fentanyl use that are coming up, that's coming up illegally from the border? Do you ever talk about that stuff? Do you even care about it? So your argument that we're being inhumane is just so washed away by your lies. Nobody's believing you anymore. That tugging at the heartstrings doesn't work anymore because you don't mean it. You don't look at the interviews. You don't look at the paperwork of these young girls again. And these moms, these older women that are being brutally, not just raped, brutally raped coming over the border. You don't care. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Seriously, get involved, get engaged, right? I just so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, and the input that I get, some of the information I get. So, just be involved. Be engaged. Get informed. I mean, some of you guys, you'll send me emails, and I know they're wrong. I mean, I know you're trying. And I don't get mad because you're not just spewing what everybody else is spewing. You got some information, might not be right. But you're trying. You're working through it, and you're trying. And that's kind of what we have to do with people. You know, let them, you got to try. Give them information, tell them where you got it, tell them why you believe it. Right? I mean, seriously. You know, it was just somebody sent me a note, right, about John Fetterman. And look, guys, I don't know if this is real or if this is the way he's always been. And I know some of my really hardcore conservative friends get mad at me when I talk like this, but Fetterman seems to be coming back, if you would, as a JFK Democrat. And most of you who are being honest with yourself, you know what I mean by that. And that's where I say, you know, again, hopefully he's seen, I don't want to say the error of his ways, but he has seen the error of his party's ways. They've gotten so far left, they've gotten so intrusive into your life, nowhere near where they should be. We were never meant to be a dictatorship, a communist nation. Remember, our founding fathers wanted George Washington to be king. And he refused. He said, no. That's not what this is all about. That's not what we want. There were so many things that the Democrats... Now, look, there was still a lot of stuff we didn't agree with. You know, but Fetterman sitting there, you know, when it comes to Israel and Taiwan and what have you, he sounds more like a Republican than he does as a Democrat. And he came out and said, look, I'm not a progressive. I've never been one. Drove the left nuts. AOC and the rest of them kind of excommunicated him from their lives. And I think that's crazy. Now, if you had more of him in the Senate and in Congress, I guarantee you'd be getting so much more done. Do you hear what I said? I'd guarantee it. I'd stake my paycheck on it. Because there's room for conversation there. There is no room for conversation with many of the current Democrats that are in Congress. In any way, I don't care whether the House or the Senate. Somehow they're afraid. Give me a break. They're afraid of what their party might do to them. I mean, maybe it's time to stand up to that party. To understand and realize how much damage they're actually doing to the country, to you, and that party that you say you love. Right? I don't know how many of you heard. Alec Baldwin today was indicted on involuntary manslaughter in the shooting from that set that he was on. Now, he's headed to trial over the death of cinematographer Haley Hutchins. She was killed in 2021 after the actress' prop gun fired a live round of ammunition on the rust. Somebody needs to come forward and explain. Again, I don't like the guy, but I don't want him to go to jail for the wrong reasons. But even if he knew that the gun had blanks in it or what have you, you don't point a gun at, unless it's a water gun. water pistol. But you don't point a gun at anybody. The decision to indict Baldwin was announced Friday after a New Mexico grand jury heard the evidence. Right, Special Prosecutor Kerry Morrison put out, and he was charged with one count of involuntary manslaughter. Baldwin's attorney said, "We look forward to our day in court. If convicted, Baldwin could face up to 18 months in prison." He said, "We're looking forward to the criminal trial, which will determine if he should be convicted for the untimely death of Halia." In November, NBC News exclusively obtained several videos that showed Baldwin handling at least one prop gun and interacting with the crew member while he was filming scenes for Rust. The five videos show Baldwin preparing for scenes, firing the guns, and acting in character in two of them. He tries to rearrange crew members after having expressed concerns about their safety. The five videos total about 7 minutes. The crew was shooting for 2 weeks before the production was shut down. Now, in October, two sources told NBC News that Baldwin and the special prosecutors discussed taking his plea deal, but that it was rescinded in the days before their announcement to bring the case to the grand jury. Baldwin has maintained in interviews that he's innocent, right? He was told that the gun was declared cold and that he didn't pull the trigger. So apparently he's proving the point of the left that guns do kill. I'm just playing here. Guns don't kill. Somebody has to pull it, aim it. If he had kept that gun pointed down like he was supposed to, right? Treated it like it was loaded like he was supposed to, and not be the cocky SOB that he tends to be, somebody would still be alive today. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Sincerely. Hey, one of my favorite Democrat actors, loved it. I really do love this guy. He is a straight-out curmudgeon on the left, was a smart guy. Married to, what I love is, he is married to a Republican, staunch Republican. So you can imagine what those conversations are in that house is like, right? But he actually goes off talking about how, you know, some of the issues that they're going to run into, the Democrat Party's going to come into. And he goes on to say, how can you guys keep talking about this? How can any sane person in our party say that Biden's age is not an issue? He's one of the first to weigh in like that. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March. sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st. A top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask, can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, you know, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just, you know, making sure, truly making sure that you, you know, that we have done what you need to get done, that you have the information to do what you need to do. You know, I know, sometimes I get it backwards, but, you know, whatever. You're smart enough to figure it out. All right, you know, sometimes I like to do the rapid stories. This will be one of those. Los Angeles County soars back to Gascon. The DA faces, I mean, the guy is a nightmare. A nightmare. And the Dems, and they've got other choices, but the Dems still back them. So I have to assume that the Democrat Party of Los Angeles County is very much behind high crime, high violent crime, higher murder rates. Just truly behind a guy that doesn't really care to prosecute any crime he just doesn't agree with. We had a deputy sheriff that was killed in cold blood. He refused to go for the death penalty. I'll let you guess as to what color, what ethnicity, and what background this person came from. 9 of the 11 challengers running for office attended a debate. They held back no punches on Gascon. My understanding was, this is why I don't trust people. When you hear people say, well, I trust the people. Why? This guy prosecuted no one. The LADA George Gascon never prosecuted a case. He was a wimp as a police officer, know many people that knew him, and only cared about making sure that those non-whites, I can't even say got a fair shake, because in his mind's eye, if they were non-whites, they weren't to be arrested, they weren't to go to jail, because they grew up in a different environment. 9 of those 11 challengers running for office attended a debate, held no punches while expressing their dissatisfaction with the incumbent. I mean, he's probably got one of the worst progressive, and you've heard what's going on in San Francisco and other places across the country with these kind of guys in. This is why I say to you, you get what you deserve. You keep voting these people in, the mayors get worse and worse, the DAs get worse and worse, and anyone is screaming. And you business owners, I have no sympathy for you. If you put money behind these people, you put signs in the window for these people, and you know what they're like, you've done your homework, then that's it. You get what you deserve. He got attacked for everything from his leadership style to his refusal to prosecute certain misdemeanors, his push to eliminate cash bail from pretty much every crime, the defense of Prop 47, the California Prop 47. I mean, basically, you can go into a store, and if you steal only $950 worth of stuff, they give you a ticket to show up. Gascon vigorously defended himself against the many attacks lobbied his way. Of course he was going to. Giving out misinformation, he pointed to the two decreases in incarceration. Yes! Because you're not putting them in jail. You're not even bringing them to court, allowing the judge to decide. He's judge, jury, and executioner, so to speak. He said the violent crime rates decreased. Why? Because they're not bringing them forward anymore. Come on, think about that. If you're not arresting people for it, if you're not reporting them, of course the numbers are going to go down. Simple math. You know? In the city of Los Angeles, rape and homicide were both down about 18% last year. But again, because it's not being reported. Property crime. You know, I have a friend in the local city that I live in, which is covered by this DA Gascon, called because of his house being broken into. In the time frame it would have taken the police to get there, and while they were saying nothing will come of it, he decided not to report it. Let that sink in. So there's a crime that went unreported. Eight of the debate attendees are running on Tougher on Crime platforms. Jonathan Hatami, Nathan Hockman, David Milton, John McKinney, Greg Mitchell, Maria Ramirez, Eric Siddall, and Deborah Archuleta. Right? The sole progressive challenger in attendance, but nevertheless a sharp critic of Gascon. All of them were. You have to be careful. They're very good at hiding themselves. You need to go out. You need to look at their record. You need to Google them. You need to do everything you can to find out information about them. The primary is on March 5th in California, in Los Angeles County. Unless one candidate gets a majority of the votes, which is not going to happen with that many candidates, the race will go to November. Now, Gascon's criminal justice, on his first day in office, this guy, he enacted a series of executive directives aimed at, quote-unquote, reforming the county's approach to criminal justice. In other words, don't arrest these people because I'm not going to bring charges on it and arrest these people. He ended the use of the death penalty. Doesn't care if you walk up to a car and shoot five cops dead, he's not going to bring it against you. Right? He stopped the practice of trying juveniles as adults. He eliminated many sentencing enhancements. If a certain group of people goes into an all-white church and starts shooting up because they're white, there's no hate crime charges. Vice versa, there will be. Right? And he removed cash bail for most of the crimes. Even some of the hip-hop guys, including, what is it, Ice Cube, Ice-T, whatever his name was, he came on and said, you're out of your mind, you shouldn't be doing this. This is too dangerous. He halted the prosecution of many misdemeanors, including trespassing, disturbing the peace, driving with no license. Now, you know what that means, right? Making criminal threats, drug possession, drinking in public, and resisting arrest, among many, many others. So, drinking in public, that's okay. Walk down the street with a couple of beers in your hair, not a problem. Got drugs in your pocket, not a problem. Making criminal threats, not just threats, criminal threats. Driving with no license. Who do you think the bulk of the people driving with no license are? Disturbing the peace. So now I can go. I should go out in front of his house at 1 o'clock in the morning and start blowing a trumpet. What do you think? You think you get arrested? Really, think about it. Eight of the nine challengers in attendance said they would cancel all of these executive directors. Just amazing. Nathan Hochman, he was a former federal prosecutor. He said Gascon's policies were responsible for heralding in the golden age of criminals. I mean, you got to think about something. You're a deputy. You joined a police force to protect people. And now you're told that even if you put yourself in harm's way, and you get ambushed, you get killed, you get beat up by a bunch of these thugs, well, the DA's not going to back you up. Why would you do it? Really, why would you do it? If your sole mindset is to protect the people and get these criminals off the street, but they're not going to get them off the street, and you're not going to be protected, why do it? You have to ask. Deputy District Director or Attorney John McKinney, he said he repealed the directives because he believes in the concept of proportional justice, meaning that every case and every person should be treated what? Uniquely. What does that mean? I would ask him to explain that. It means stealing? And what's unique? I got to ask. What's unique about ambushing cops and killing them? That should be a no-brainer. Gascon, for his part, defended the directives, which he claims have led to a more equitable prosecutorial system. And he laughingly said, without compromising public safety. So, for me now, it's to sit down with these guys and say, explain these terminologies. Explain to me what you mean by this. Explain to me what you mean by that. Right? What does equity mean to you? It's getting crazy. Out of control crazy. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Bacid, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're making a comment while we're on the air. Right? I mean, really. And I do appreciate the time that you are willing to be honest with me. Send me stuff and be honest with me. Send me comments about the show, about me, whatever. And as long as they're not mean-spirited, I have no problem with them. I know some of you don't believe that, but I don't. Right? I mean, and if you're just going to call me out from an ideological standpoint, I want you to know they end up in the trash before I'm even done reading them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. We're seeing now that you should not be surprised by any of this. But Jack Smith, apparently, he's accused of concealing evidence, including with the Biden administration. Notice a pattern here. They all are now. The New York case, the Georgie case, and now the federal case. They're all somehow tied to the Biden White House or the Biden administration. How they got together with them, they got information from them. Now, they claim that redacted documents from a FOIA request reveal politically motivated efforts by operatives in the Biden administration and the National Archives. Now, Trump's lawyers claim that there are politically motivated operatives in the Biden administration. No, really? Former president lawyer said that all evidence should have been disclosed. It wasn't. Really? Seriously? When you're in a situation like this, my understanding, especially because it's a president or ex-president, my understanding is that these forms or documents should have been given to the court in unredacted form. Now, the special counsel's office has disregarded all of that. This Jack Smith, he is doing anything he wants to. He's ignoring the court rules. He's ignoring the court, court orders, if you would. It's just amazing to me. Now, Trump's lawyers argue the special counsel's office disregarded discovery obligations, DOJ policies, and so much more. You know, I really hope Trump wins. I have dreams about this. I hope he wins. And I hope what he does is in a legitimate way. I hope he gets an AG in there that will wipe out the DOJ of anybody who's even questionable. And I hope he assigns a special prosecutor who loves the country and loves the law to look at every one of these people that went after Trump in an illegal fashion. As I said, in an illegal fashion. Because my understanding from reading some of these articles and some of these law briefs, they are not supposed to collude with the White House over these cases. They should not have been together on any of this. Right? I mean, and to allow some of the warrants and the way the warrants went down, that was illegal too. That's why I said to you, he should put a special department / task force together of special prosecutors. Love this country, love the law, and go after every one of these people that tried to turn this into, political witch hunt. To try to turn this into Russia 2. Or, Russia West, whatever. Because that's exactly what's going on here. The lawyer said the FOIA request, coupled with other evidence scattered throughout more than, ready for this one. And this is the funny thing about it. Jack Smith wanted to hand his team 1.2 million pages of discovery, wanted the trial to start tomorrow. Wasn't it? And the judge in the trial, another jackwagon, because they would have needed like 2,000 people reading these papers and coming up with summaries to be ready in time for the trial. That's just wrong. And sometimes these trials, they take years. Years to get to court, years to get through discovery, years to get in front of a jury. Right? They're going to prove and push back on and dispute Mar-a-Lago security at the trial. Because what the state claims, or the prosecutors claim, and what Trump can prove from a security standpoint, two different things. Right? I mean, Jack Smith? Not cool. The stuff he's done in the past, it's not the first time. He's been in trouble for fudging, playing with evidence. Not the first time. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, you got an election coming up. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. For those on the left who hate Trump, remember, at some point in time, as we take more and more control of things, we can see too. Ain't that hard. I mean, you're helping us. You're giving us the playbook. All right. Oh, this is always a sad one. Los Angeles Times is reporting. Finally reporting, I should say. Seema Mehta, or Mehta, she's an LA Times reporter. She's picking up on a phenomenon that she decided that she needed to finally write about. The Golden State, its elected leaders, and its policies seem to be a constant target. Like, no doubt, really? She said, the bashing California is one of the most liberal states in the nation is a grand tradition, especially by Republicans. But Republican presidential candidates may be targeting the state and its politicians more this cycle because they're a better target than President Biden. Biden isn't as motivating a villain as other Democrats might be. So she, as a writer for the LA Times, somewhat out of touch, don't you think? She said the Republican candidates are essentially running a negative campaign against California. California policy scholar Dan Schnur, he told Facebook that the very worst thing that Ron DeSantis could think of to say about Nikki Haley during the debate was that she might be more liberal than Gavin Newsom. Well, I don't know. See, why would you discount that? You got a state with high unemployment, people fleeing the state like crazy. We lost one congressional seat, maybe to lose the second one. I could spend 20 minutes just talking about all the things he's done to ruin the state. So, yes, it's a terrifying thing. Right? California may be the state that many in the rest of the nation love to hate. Right? And now in a recent survey, or a new poll, whatever you want to call it, it indicated that, you know what? Californians are in the same boat. People who actually live here say we're in bad shape. And Newsom's mad. He recently came out. He's mad that you're reporting it, that news sources are reporting it that way. And a UC Berkeley Institute study, UC Berkeley, not known for being a right-wing MAGA school, it found that just 33% of California voters believe the state is headed in the right direction. While the full balance say we in trouble. It's a more negative assessment than voters have given in similar measures conducted over the past 11 years. In other words, we're getting worse. Right? The sour attitude, it goes right into Newsom and what he stands for. Because the poll went on to ask questions about him. Asked about his job performance, 47% of the voters surveyed disapproved, 46% approved. Right, no real improvement. However, similar to the October survey, twice as many voters say they strongly disapprove of the governor's performance. Strongly. The poll introduced a new topic, the whopping budget deficit. That's right. It's up there and growing. And a new report came out here in California. See, he's trying to play it down, saying that the group that's actually responsible for telling you what the problem is with the budget is wrong. And because it's election year, he doesn't want you to know how wrong or how right they are, I'll put it that way. Now, the poll has introduced a new topic, the whopping budget deficit, that Newsom and his legislators have to address this year. They've discovered that nearly 90% of voters, 90, say the budget deficit is a real serious issue. Now, only 13% of voters in California agree or believe that raising taxes needs to be done. That's because they always raise taxes. We're always in a budget deficit. They keep spending money that we don't have, and they keep wanting to tax you to no end. Isn't that amazing? It is to me. Newsom also has shunned a raising taxes, but progressive left legislators are pushing him to do so. He hasn't got a whole bunch of time to deal with this, people. We're in serious trouble. In another two election cycles, we'll be back to close to $100 billion in debt in this state. And there's no way out. Too many businesses leaving. Too many people leaving. Tax bases dropping like a rock out of a plane. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks for hanging in with me. Always appreciate your time. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.